Picture this. She's scrolling through Instagram at 2 a.m. She's not looking at beach photos or puppies. She's watching someone's luxury vacation, someone's designer bag reveal, someone's business class flight. And she's not just watching, she's calculating, measuring, comparing. You think this is vanity. You think this is materialism. You're wrong. What you're witnessing is something far more primal and far more revealing about what she actually wants from you. By the end of this video, you'll understand why her obsession with status isn't about greed, it's biology. You'll see exactly what her status-seeking behavior reveals about how she views you. And most importantly, you'll learn whether she sees you as a partner or just a resource she's accessing. Because here's what nobody tells you. The way she pursues status is the blueprint for how she'll treat you in a relationship. Let me show you what's really happening. Listen, I'm going to tell you something that's going to make everything click into place. When a woman chases status, she's not being shallow. She's running an ancient survival program that's been tested for hundreds of thousands of years. Evolutionary psychologists have demonstrated this repeatedly. Women are biologically wired to seek partners with resources, social standing, and power. But here's where it gets interesting. This isn't conscious. She doesn't wake up and think, "Today I'll evaluate men based on their resource potential." The program runs in the background, invisible even to her. Watch her behavior, not her words. She'll tell you personality matters most. But her dating history? It tells a different story. Now stay with me here. The reason this matters to you isn't academic. It's practical, because when she's evaluating status, she's simultaneously placing you on a hierarchy. And your position on that hierarchy determines everything. How she speaks to you, how she responds to your texts, whether she initiates, whether she respects you, whether she sees you as someone to lock down or someone to keep around until something better appears. You've felt this before, the difference in how she acts when you're thriving versus when you're struggling. That's not coincidence. That's the status evaluation program running in real time. But here's where this gets dark. Most men completely misread what her status obsession actually means. They see her posting luxury brand photos and think, "She wants expensive things. I'll buy them." Fatal mistake. Because what she's actually broadcasting isn't "I want stuff," it's "I'm high value and I require a high value man to match me." When you respond by becoming her provider without establishing your own status first, you've just told her exactly where you rank. You're not the prize she's chasing. You're the resource she's extracting. Let me break this down with a real example. I know a guy, we'll call him Marcus, successful guy, mid-30s. Software engineer pulling 180K, meets a woman through mutual friends. She's 29, works in marketing, makes decent money herself. On their third date, she mentions wanting to visit Paris. Marcus, wanting to impress, books them a trip, first-class flights, five-star hotel, the Michelin-starred dinner experience. He thinks he's demonstrating his value. What he actually demonstrated was that he's willing to spend significant resources without her having earned them. Her respect for him, it didn't increase, it dropped. Because he revealed he doesn't understand the game. 3 months later, she's dating someone who makes less than Marcus, but treats her like she has to prove herself to him. Think about this for a second. Marcus had the resources. He had the status markers, the career, the income, the lifestyle. But he positioned himself incorrectly. He made himself the giver before she became the chaser. And that's the trap most men fall into. They think, "If I demonstrate I can provide, she'll value me." Wrong, dead wrong. Because status isn't just about having resources. It's about having resources and making it clear you're selective about who receives them. High status men don't need to prove anything. They're the ones being pursued, which leads us to the dark part nobody wants to admit. When a woman is obsessed with status, constantly posting luxury items, name-dropping exclusive locations, talking about her standard, she's revealing something crucial about her dating priorities. She's telling you that external validation is primary, not connection, not compatibility, not shared values. She's running a transaction-based model where your value equals what you can provide to elevate her perceived status. Listen closely to what I'm about to say. This doesn't make her a bad person, but it does make her a terrible long-term partner for a man who wants genuine connection. Here's what nobody tells you. In societies with greater gender inequality, women engage in more hypergamous behavior. They prioritize status and resources even more intensely. But here's the twisted part. Even in societies with high gender equality, where women have their own resources and financial independence, status seeking doesn't disappear. It evolves. Now, she's not just looking for resources. She's looking for a man whose status exceeds her own. The more successful she becomes, the smaller her pool of acceptable men becomes. You think you're winning by supporting her career growth? You're potentially disqualifying yourself from her long-term plans. Pay attention to this next part. Research shows something fascinating. When women are at peak fertility in their cycle, they don't chase dominance. They chase prestige. They want status through admiration, influence, and social capital, not through fear or intimidation. What does this mean for you? It means her status obsession is deeply tied to her biological drives. She's not choosing consciously. She's being driven by mechanisms designed to secure the best possible resources for potential offspring. Your modern relationship, it's being shaped by ancient algorithms. Let me show you what really happens when you misread her status signals. You meet a woman. She's attractive, confident, successful. She talks about her career ambitions, her travel plans, her lifestyle expectations. You interpret this as she's independent and knows what she wants. So you match her energy. You wine and dine her. You accommodate her schedule. You demonstrate you can keep up with her lifestyle. And slowly, subtly, you feel something shift. She's less responsive, less appreciative, more demanding. She's testing you more, challenging you more. What happened? You became the resource, not the prize. Because every time you accommodated without her earning it, every time you provided without requiring investment from her, you dropped a level in her internal status hierarchy. You thought you were being a good partner. You were actually training her to see you as a utility. High-value men don't audition for women. They screen women. They're the ones determining fit. When you flip this dynamic, when you're auditioning for her approval, she can feel it. And her attraction mechanisms start shutting down. Now let's go deeper. Here's the thing nobody realizes. Her status obsession reveals her power dynamics awareness. A woman who constantly talks about status, brands, lifestyle, she understands social hierarchies intimately. She knows where she ranks. She knows where you rank. And she's continuously recalculating. This isn't necessarily malicious. It's strategic. But it means your relationship with her will never be about simple connection. It will always include an element of calculation. She's asking, is he maintaining his status? Is he rising or falling? Are there better options emerging? The most devastating part. Once you're categorized as a resource provider without respect, reversing that perception is nearly impossible. You can't negotiate attraction. You can't logic your way back to respect, because her biological programming has already filed you under useful but not desirable. You've seen this before. The guy who does everything right, provides, supports, accommodates, and she cheats with someone who treats her like an option. Everyone's confused, but the psychology is clear. She doesn't respect the provider. She desires the man she has to chase. But that's not even the worst part. Here's where it gets really twisted. When you become the resource provider without establishing mutual investment first, you create a dynamic where her status seeking intensifies. Think about why. If she secured you without having to elevate herself, what does that signal to her subconscious? That she can access your resources while potentially seeking higher status options. You're not the ceiling, you're the floor, the safety net while she continues shopping. Be honest with yourself. You've seen women in relationships still acting single on social media, still dressing for attention, still keeping options open. That's the provider dynamic in action. Let me show you what this looks like in real time. Her girlfriend posts about her boyfriend taking her to Bali. Within hours, she's dropping hints about wanting to travel. Not because she actually wants to visit those places, because she wants to match or exceed her friend's visible status markers. You take her to Bali, she posts it, gets her validation. Then her co-worker announces an engagement with a ring that costs more than your car. Suddenly she's talking about timeline and expectations. You think she's ready for commitment. She's actually just responding to competitive pressure from her social circle. She's not choosing you. She's checking boxes. Here's what research reveals. Women prioritize indicators of commitment and resource availability in long-term partners. But here's the critical distinction. She's prioritizing the indicators, not necessarily the relationship itself. The engagement ring isn't about your bond. It's about what she can display to others. The house isn't about building a home together. It's about the status address. When she's driven primarily by status, you're not a person to her. You're a collection of resources and status markers she's either accumulating or evaluating. The relationship is secondary to what the relationship represents. Now stay with me here. This brings us to the question you need to ask yourself. Can you actually change this dynamic once it's established? The hard truth. If she's primarily status-driven and you've already positioned yourself as the provider without respect, you're fighting her biological programming. Evolution shaped women to be selective about mates precisely because they invest more in reproduction and have fewer opportunities. That selectivity is brutal. It's unforgiving. Once you're filed in the wrong category, her attraction mechanisms don't just switch back on, because you start acting differently. In fact, when you suddenly pull back after months of providing, she doesn't see confidence emerging. She sees inconsistency, unreliability. Here's where this changes everything. The only way to position yourself correctly with a status-driven woman is to establish your own value hierarchy from the beginning. She needs to chase your approval more than you chase hers. She needs to demonstrate she's worthy of your resources before you deploy them. This isn't game playing. This is accurate signaling. High status individuals are selective. They filter. They require others to prove themselves. When you act like your time, attention, and resources are valuable, when you actually believe it, she receives the correct signal. And if she's genuinely interested in you as a partner rather than a resource, she'll rise to meet that standard. But here's the thing, most men can't maintain this frame because society has conditioned you to believe that providing equals loving, that accommodating equals caring, that putting her needs first equals being a good partner. But watch what high-status men actually do. They lead, they set standards, they withdraw attention when disrespected, they don't negotiate with bad behavior. And women obsessed with status, they respond to this, not because they're masochists, because it aligns with their biological programming that says high-status males are selective. Let me show you what awaits you if you don't understand this. You'll build a relationship where you're constantly proving yourself, constantly competing with her phantom alternatives, constantly wondering if you're enough. She'll keep raising the bar, not because she's cruel, but because her status-seeking mechanism never turns off. The vacation becomes not enough unless it's more exotic than her friend's trip. The ring becomes not enough unless it's bigger than her sister's ring. The house becomes not enough unless it's in a better neighborhood than her colleague's house. There's no finish line, because status is relative, not absolute. You can never finally arrive and rest. And this is where it gets really dark. Watch what happens when you can no longer keep up, when business slows down, when the promotion doesn't come through, when you hit a rough patch. A woman who values you as a partner will support you through it. A woman who values you as a status resource will start distancing. She'll become critical, less affectionate. She'll talk about growing apart or different life paths. Translation, your status dropped and she's re-evaluating her options. You're watching hypergamy in real time. The moment you're no longer elevating her perceived status, you're being discarded for someone who can. Here's the revelation that changes everything. Her status obsession isn't about you at all. It's about her. It's about her insecurity, her need for external validation, her fear that without visible status markers, she's not enough. When you understand this, you realize you can't fix this by providing more. You can't heal her insecurity by feeding it. Every time you give her status markers without her earning them, you're confirming her belief that she needs external validation to matter. You're making the problem worse while bankrupting yourself, emotionally, financially, or both. So what's the answer? How do you navigate a world where women are biologically programmed to seek status and you're trying to find genuine connection? Simple. You stop trying to impress. You start screening. You observe whether she's demonstrating value to you or just extracting value from you. You watch whether she invests in you or just accepts your investments in her. You notice whether she's proud of who you are or just proud of what you provide. And most importantly, you develop the self-respect to walk away when the dynamic is transactional rather than reciprocal. Because here's what nobody tells you. A high-quality woman who's genuinely attracted to you, not just your resources, will make herself valuable to you. She'll invest her time, energy, attention. She'll support your ambitions. She'll respect your boundaries. She'll appreciate what you provide without demanding more. Status will matter to her. Everyone evaluates status. But it won't be the primary driver. The relationship will be. And if you meet a woman and status is clearly her primary motivation, where every conversation circles back to material things, social perception, or comparative positioning, you just received critical information. She's telling you exactly what she values. Believe her. The power shift happens when you realize you don't need to compete in her status games. You need to opt out. Build your own value. Develop your own status, cultivate your own standards, and become selective about who receives access to you. Because the moment you position yourself as a prize rather than a participant in her status chase, everything changes. The women who are only interested in resources will disqualify themselves. And the rare woman who's actually interested in partnership will step forward. Your job isn't to become what status-driven women want. Your job is to become valuable enough that you can afford to be selective. That's the only winning move in this game.